Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today. I want to go to the book of Matthew today, and I want to read to you a parable from the 21st chapter. I love the parables. Who doesn't? They're stories. I once heard it described that a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. I don't know that I really like that. Really, what the parables were was Jesus veiling stories so that only those with revelation could really find them. It's always been the heart of God to reveal himself to people through faith, for people to have a true revelation of Jesus Christ, like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, whose hearts burned within them as they spoke to Jesus. That's always been God's way. Let me read the parable, and Matthew's not a book we've done verse-by-verse study here on the DDP, so we've been in it before in different places, but I want to read this parable to you, and I'm going to read it to you from the NIV. Matthew chapter 21, beginning in verse 28. What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and he said, "Son, go and work today in the vineyard." "I will not," he answered, but later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, "I will, sir," but he did not go. Which of the two did what his father wanted? This is a cool story, I think, and it's a cool question. I mean, it's got a dad and two sons. It starts out very similar to the prodigal son or the lost son story of Luke 15, where we have a dad with two sons, and he goes to the sons, or at least the sons go to him. To recap the story, you know, he goes to the one son, and son, go work. The kid says, "I'll go," but he doesn't go. In fact, the text says he changes his mind. He says, "Son, go work," and the son says, "I won't go," and he changes his mind and goes. Then the second son, he said, "I will," but he didn't. So you've got one boy saying one thing and doing another, and one boy saying one thing and doing the other. And so which of the two did what his father wanted? And the answer they give is the first. So Jesus says to them, this is in verse 31 and then 32, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes did, and even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him." Now, the reason for this story is on the backside of the chief priests and the elders questioning Jesus on what authority he does the things that he does. And Jesus asks them the question, on what authority did John do it? Did it come from heaven or did it come from men? And they realize if they say it came from heaven, then he's going to say, "Why didn't you believe him?" But if they say it came from men, the people are going to get mad because they all think John's a prophet. And so Jesus refuses to tell them. But then Jesus, it's almost as if he has a change of heart. Rather than just not tell them, he decides to veil it in a story. So he gives this parable of the two sons. And so the accusation then is against the Pharisees, or the scribes, the chief priests, who, having told God that they would do his will, now blatantly reject Jesus as the authority figure, versus and here's the other character in the story, the prostitutes and the sinners, because Jesus interjects those, who have rejected God, but then change their mind and accept. And so Jesus is saying, what's better? To have this great resolve to do, but then to not do, or to reject God, but then to come back and to do. And I want to talk tomorrow about what is it that the chief priests and Pharisees and scribes and elders rejected versus what the prostitutes accepted, because that's the key. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.